Hi, this is WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today we're sitting down with Dan Wilson and Pastor Samuel Kamau of Exponent Ministries. So Dan and Pastor Samuel, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Now, they've come quite a ways here to talk to us. And so tell us, first of all, Dan, what is Exponent Ministries and where are you laboring at?
Exponent Ministries was designed back in 2012 as a ministry to make disciples of all the nations. That was our mandate. That was our command. And as making disciples of all the nations, we wanted to make sure we're able to focus them on church planting, to kill two birds with one stone. And so that's what we've developed. We have a curriculum for about 6 months that our disciples go through. That curriculum is a practical course that teaches them how to start a church in the unreached people groups of Kenya and really all of East Africa.
Now, you told me something earlier as we were chatting before we went on the air about this curriculum, because it's not just I'm going to sit here and do a class. In order to graduate from your curriculum, you've got a pretty big requirement. Tell us about that.
And that's exciting because when they go through the class, it's a practical course that they learn how to start a church. But we actually ask them to start a church or cell group before they graduate. But it's very practical because the churches of Kenya, many of these pastors are bivocational. And so when they send some people from their church, we have a tagline, if you give us your best, we will bring them back better. So they come through our course for 6 months. They learn how to start a church or a cell group. Then they go back to the local church that they came from. Well, then a bivocational pastor that was doing everything on his own, now he has doubled his workforce. And so that's why the pastors are feeding our discipleship centers so that they can grow their local church as well as expand into other areas that they've never been to. And one of the exciting things is working with the unreached people groups of Kenya because they're unreached for a reason. Either they're hard to reach, or maybe sometimes they're militant and a lot of times we can't take a team of Americans in. So the nationals have to be the ones that pull it together and actually make it work. And that's really what we're all about. We're not about making a big organization that we can tell the nationals in whatever country, this is how you need to do it. We've developed a program that we give to them and say, how do you want to use this in your country to reach the lost, also to make disciples that plant churches? So we're seeing it expand so quickly because I believe we're focusing not only on making disciples, which Jesus commanded us to do, but the end result is the bride of Christ, his church. And so it's very, very exciting to see what God is doing in East Africa as he is making his name great. And we also say we like to make Jesus famous in whatever country we go into. And so this is one of those aspects and then one of the ways we were able to do that.
Now, if folks want more information about Exponent Ministries, they have a website. So, of course, it would be www.exponent. Now, that's simply the letter X, P-O-N-E-N-T, ministries.org. That's exponentministries.org. Now, Pastor Samuel, I understand you're the East Africa director, but what does Exponent Ministries mean to you as a man from Kenya and a pastor in Kenya?
Exponent Ministry means a lot to us from Africa because they have been able to help so much our pastors. Because some of the pastors actually don't have even the basic training about how they can be able to do ministry. But through the Exponent Ministry, we have been able to train the basic thing they are supposed to have so that they can be able to serve. So it's not just a training course, but it's a kind of a course that is equipping the leaders in local level so that they can be able to serve God better. The good thing also that is happening through Exponent Ministry is bringing the body of Christ together, because we have been able to bring all the pastors and church leaders wherever we go, and that thing is bringing a lot of harmony in the body of Christ, as the Bible commands. So the Exponent Ministry meets a lot in Africa, and we thank God that he brought Exponent to us, and they have been so blessing to Africa in general.
Well, Pastor Samuel, what are some challenges for the ministry, for the church in Kenya or Uganda or Tanzania? What are some of the challenges right now facing you?
The challenges we face in East Africa generally is that, as I have said earlier, many pastors and leaders don't have any basic training. So in terms of ministering, maybe they minister just with the little knowledge they have about God. And those are some of the challenges we are trying to overcome by reaching them, and also by helping them to train them so that they can be able to know more about Christ. The other challenge we face in Africa is traditions, and many people in Africa believe in traditions, and those are some of the challenges also we are trying to face. We also face poverty. Some of the people, maybe when we go to train, some of them may be because of poverty. They may not be able to show up the way we may be desire them to come so that they can be trained. So those are some of the challenges we face. And of course, some religions, backgrounds, people may believe in certain religions that may hinder them to come up and be trained. But we are trying our best to make sure that we overcome those challenges so that we can be able to bring the body of Christ together.
Now, Dan, you're telling me that you guys will welcome folks coming on mission trips. So tell us about that opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, I used to reside there in Kenya, and actually before that I lived in Zaire. And so 30 years of ministry now, I want to take people back to see the beauty of Africa that I know. And most of that beauty resides in the fact of the people. The Kenyans, the Ugandans, the Tanzanians, the East Africans are so rich in tradition and so rich in love. And so when we get to take the teams over to Kenya or to Uganda or whatever country, our people on our teams get a chance to see that beauty, and it's in the people. And so when they come back, number one, they say, wow, I have so many things here in America that I don't really need, because they see the basics that are necessary. And then they come back, I pray, with a renewed sense of who God is and how big He is. And also coming back with a sense that we really accomplished something, because when we take our teams over, we do evangelism. We do door-to-door evangelism, hut-to-hut evangelism, so that we were able to leave behind a small church or churches after we leave, so that the Nationals will be able to continue in growing that church into what God wants it to be.
So pastors out there, if you're interested in more information, or maybe seeing about getting in on a mission trip with Exponent, you can go to their website, exponentministries.org. What's the exciting thing coming up next for Exponent? You're moving into another country, I hear.
Yes, at the end of this month, April 26th, we are going into Zimbabwe. Now, I used to work there in Zimbabwe a few years ago, and I turned the ministry over to another brother, a church planter with an organization, and he's been doing a great job. Recently, we reconnected and realized that we have an open door to be able to go in and use his network in Zimbabwe to be able to establish some of our discipleship centers. And that's such an encouraging thing for us, because Zimbabwe has been through so much calamity and tragedy over the last 10 years or so. And they've had about every kind of shortage or drought that you can imagine. So the people there are very hungry for the Lord. They're hungry for hope. And when we are able to go in and start this ministry and start these discipleship centers, the people are realizing, wow, someone really cares about us enough to be able to train us to do the ministry on our own. And we're excited about the possibilities. All we know is next year in Zimbabwe will look different than this year in Zimbabwe.
Dan and Pastor Samuel, I know every ministry has financial needs. So let's say someone goes, that sounds like something our church like, get on board. How would they do that? Same thing, website? Or
they can go to the website. They can contact me. I don't know if you want to put our phone number out there.
It's up to you if you want to. So
our number is 214-418-3902.
So 214-418-3902. And that's the number to Exponent?
That's my number, yes.
Okay. So go ahead.
I was just going to say that with the constraints of ministry, sometimes ministries are not able to go and broaden as much as they want to. One of the exciting things about Exponent Ministries is we're coming to the point where we're teaching the Nationals how to raise their own funds locally, right, so that they can continue the ministry without having the dependency upon the United States churches. Now, obviously, we'll still need some funds to come in to be able to continue in going into Zimbabwe and Congo and Rwanda. But at the same time, we are teaching our national brothers and sisters that they can do this on their own. They don't need to have that dependency upon foreign income to be able to do the ministry God has called them to do. Mm-hmm. So that's a very exciting part of our ministry as well.
Outstanding. Pastor Samuel, anything else you'd like to tell our listeners here in the middle of rural America?
Yes, I would like to appeal to them to join us and support us in this noble task that the Lord has given us. And because actually it is bringing eternal difference to the lives of people in Africa. And I would like to urge all the Christian brethren to log into our website in Exponent so that they can be able even to learn more what we are doing and be part of us by coming and through the mission trips that we normally have, by praying for us, and also by supporting us, if so, by giving their donations to our ministry.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yes, sir.
I was just going to say one other thing, too, that last year we had seen over 800 churches or cell groups that were started through the Nationals in East Africa.
And I think that's last year.
In the last year. And I think that's worthy of mention, the fact that they have caught it, they understand it, and they own it. And the fact that they understand it and own it, now it's going to expand even faster. And so we're so excited that they are taking up the mantle and taking the responsibility that God has placed upon them.
And you've been listening to WJOI's Lamplighter program. I'm Howard Gunning, and thanks for making us a part of your day.